and welcome to The Print AM, a daily morning podcast of the big news story. My name is Amogrametra and I'm going to tell you about the highlights of PM Modi's first visit to Kashmir since 2019. Jammu and Kashmir is the crown of India and a Viksit J&K is a priority of a Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Thursday while addressing a public meeting in Srinagar. Modi, who was on his first visit to the valley since the abrogation of Article 370, said he has always seen the people of J&K as his family. Family members always remain in one's hearts and minds, he said, adding that he would leave no stone unturned in repaying the affection bestowed on him by the people of J&K. I am working hard to win your hearts. I think I am going in the right direction. My efforts to keep winning your hearts will continue, he told those in attendance at the Bakshi Stadium in Srinagar. Jammu and Kashmir, he said, has many lakes where one can easily spot lotuses, the electoral symbol of the Bharatiya Janata Party. He added, this is a sign from nature of the party's deep connection with J&K. He then went on to say that the abrogation of Article 370 unshackled J&K and paved the way for it to breathe freely. Training his guns at the opposition, Modi said, for decades, Congress and its allies have misled Jammu and Kashmir and the country in the name of Article 370. Was 370 beneficial to J&K or a few political families? He asked. With weeks to go for the general election, the Bharatiya Janata Party has been promoting the abrogation of Article 370 as among the major achievements of Modi's second term in power. In a speech Thursday, Modi said that the talent of youth of Jammu and Kashmir is now being fully respected as a result of his government's decision to scrap Article 370. He added that today everyone here has equal opportunity and equal rights. Modi also said that the abrogation also resulted in voting rights for refugees from Pakistan and members of Valmiki community. This was the second public meeting the Prime Minister addressed in UT in the past month. During a visit to Jammu on 20th February, Modi had launched developmental projects worth an estimated Rs 32,000 crore. While in Srinagar, he is said to have launched 53 projects worth an estimated 6,400 crore, mainly in tourism and agriculture sector. One of the projects that has been launched by the Prime Minister includes the Integrated Development of Hazratbal Shrine project, which has resulted in the area around the shrine being developed for religious tourism. Hazratbal Mosque is one of the most revered Muslim shrines in Jammu and Kashmir. During his visit to Srinagar, Modi also reiterated his retort to remarks made by Rashtriya Janata Dal chief and former Bihar Chief Minister Lalu Prasad Yadav, who at a rally of the India Bloc in Patna last week said the Prime Minister's dislike for dynastic politics could be attributed to him having no family of his own. Modi said, after independence, J&K was the biggest victim of dynastic politics. Troubled by the countries and J&K's development, dynasts are making personal attacks against me. They are saying Modi has no family, but the country is giving them a befitting reply. In every corner of the country, people are saying, Main hu Modi ka parivar. The Prime Minister went on to add, Modi is guaranteeing its family that under no circumstances will development grind to a halt in Jammu and Kashmir. Taking aim at the Mehbooba Mufti-led People's Democratic Party and Farooq Abdullah-led National Conference, Modi said, Parivarwad and corruption brought about the destruction of the J&K Bank, a scheduled commercial bank incorporated in 1938. He alleged they destroyed the bank because of mismanagement and a bid to give their family members jobs. He added that the BJP government at the center carried out multiple reforms in a bid to revive the J&K Bank. Because of the government's efforts, J&K Bank has become strong again. Look at Modi ki guarantee, a dying bank. And now its profit is touching 1700 crore, he said. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Minister Jitendra Singh and Rajya Sabha MP Ghulam Ali Khatana were also seated on the stage at the time. In J&K, a new journey of peace, honour and brotherhood has begun. Whether it is G20 or Amarnath Yatra or Mohram procession, after 34 years, for the first time, everyone together in J&K celebrated festivals and occasions, said Sinha. He added, earlier people bought peace, but You decided that we must not believe in buying peace, but in establishing it for the long run. The upcoming Lok Sabha polls will be the first major election to be held in J&K post the abrogation of Article 370 in 2019, besides the District Development Council DDC polls held in 2020. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. I'm Amogra Mitra in New Delhi. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.